"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger. They're just not big enough.
So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is over 175 million. Whew. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player client.
Well, yeah, you spin the wheel of horror. And I say that because if it's a mass shooting that gets a lot of attention, is it going to be a school or a church or a supermarket? That just seems like that covers it for the last couple of years. It's a school. This just happened in the last couple of hours in Texas, Uvalde, Texas, outside of San Antonio. It's about 85 miles away. Apparently, an 18-year-old opened fire at an elementary school called Robb Elementary School, and 14 school kids are dead, along with one teacher. There are also a number of injuries. This story started flashing back and forth. I mean, I guess one of the things people want to know right away, well, how many did they kill? And it was two for a while, and then it jumped to 14, and the governor, Greg Abbott, did announce that it is 14 elementary school students and a teacher. The shooter is an 18-year-old by the name of Salvador Roma, and the odd detail coming from the Daily Mail, which is often accurate, that always comes out that way. He opened fire at the elementary school after he exchanged gunfire with Border Patrol agents and then barricaded himself in the school. The report is now he is dead and has been shot dead. But prior to his arrest, he exchanged gunfire with Border Patrol agents before doing this. So I don't know the full story there, but that's sort of an odd development, and it's always horrific when these gunmen choose a school, but that's what happened today in Uvalde,
well,
Texas.
Well, did he run across the border, I wonder?
See, I don't know.
Yeah, and well, I mean,
I just have that one sentence.
Did he go to the school at random? I mean, I would think the only place you'd have a shootout with Border Patrol is at the border, right?
Yes, this is 60 miles east of the Mexican border, 80 miles west of San Antonio, to give you an idea where Uvalde, Texas is.
Well, that's odd. That's just weird.
So, well, it says the mayor told Fox News, his name is Don McLaughlin, that shots were fired off-site, and then after shooting one person, the gunman ran to the school where he barricaded himself. So, and I guess he got into a shootout later with police.
I mean, were there Border Patrol officers in or an office in that town?
Don't know. The story's too new.
Yeah, right.
These things are scattered, and they're not necessarily gonna vet out in a few hours from now.
Well, they're supposed to have a press conference at about 3 o'clock our time.
Yeah, that's what we understand. So to maybe give more detail to the story, but
there's also a photo of a pickup truck that crashed outside the school, which the governor, Greg Abbott, said Roma abandoned before entering the school. So I wonder if it was a chase.
I wonder if I don't know whether this is an illegal immigrant case or some other altercation with Border Patrol. Maybe he was smuggling something. I don't know. I can't say necessarily whether or not that detail, which so far I only see in the one news source, the Daily Mail, about him shooting at or with Border Patrol agents and then possibly being chased and ending up at the school and just deciding to open fire because people were in the way. I don't know.
His crashed car would indicate a chase.
Yes.
So maybe it was one of those long-running chases. Yeah. That started at the border and ended up at the school, and he just randomly selected the school.
Yeah. This happened around 9:40 a.m. our time. It was 11:43.
There's a Border Patrol office 3.6 miles away from the school. I just looked it up on the map.
That could play into it.
Maybe that's a factor. We'll have to...
There's Highway 90 that comes... From Uvalde is east of Del Rio, and Highway 90 connects Uvalde with Del Rio, and that's right near the border.
Yeah. So. Well, the governor identified the suspect as Salvador Ramos, according to Fox News, a Uvalde resident. Mm. And it was also, it's strange because this subheading says, the shooter's in custody. And then you read the first sentence, the shooter is dead. Okay. So you can see the confusion with evolving stories and details.
Often when news services are typing in stories, they type the new information on top of the old information.
Exactly, right. They don't update everything in the story. You're
supposed to be careful and delete the parts that are no longer operable. But sometimes I notice that frequently, that the old version of the story is at the bottom.
Yeah, it says he did run to the school, I guess maybe after he crashed that vehicle and then barricaded himself inside.
Jesus. Well, why would he take it out on the kids? I mean, what the heck?
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering if this is not somebody who was hell-bent to shoot up a school, but somebody who just got caught up in some border issue and then, although it says he's a resident of Uvalde, so I don't know, or maybe he was involved in some smuggling operation.
I don't know. This is a different one, not following the usual pattern early on here.
No, and plus we may learn some things that we're reading here
aren't true. Yeah.
5 hours, or as you like to say, 3 days from now. As you're
saying, give it at least 3 days.
Sometimes
you
find out the true importance and details of real stories.
Took the Russia hoax 3 years to finally unravel.
Yeah, so we will bring you that news conference scheduled to start next hour from Texas about this Texas elementary school shooting that has killed 14 children and a teacher, so 15 total dead. And looks like, I guess, the suspect, from most reports I'm reading, is dead as well. So, by the way, I got the second booster today.
You did? You going somewhere? What? Are you going somewhere? Are you traveling?
I am, yes. You think that would be a factor?
Ooh, where are you going? Where are you going?
Oh, it's a family reunion. It's not exciting.
Oh, I've just noticed that some people are getting boosters because they're going on a plane.
I did.
Or they're going.
I got one. I got one about 2.5 weeks before I went to Mexico.
Before you went into that hell plane.
All right. So now you and I have had 4 shots.
Yep.
I saw today in Sweden, the 65 and ups are getting their 5th shot. I'm like, wow.
Fifth?
They're 5th, yes. Their 3rd booster. I know.
So keep taking them until
I'm on my 50th shot. How are you doing?
Right.
Well, like they said, it might become like getting the annual flu inoculation, right? Eventually,
probably. The B and T cells are holding up really strong. I just read yesterday, which is the second line of defense.
Yeah,
the antibodies always wane, but as long as you have memory cells that kick in, that keeps you from getting severely ill.
Yeah, I'm looking at stories now, and of course, the Bay Area always has those kind of headlines. Everybody and his grandmother now has COVID. There was a scientist who predicted that last year. Eventually, we'll all get it. May mean nothing, but you'll probably get it. It's just the way it's going to work. So I just thought, well, let's make it less of a, even less of a thing, and I'll get a booster because I am going to be on a couple of flights in the next month.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing the family, God knows what they have.
Well, you know your family.
We only had one family member who had COVID, and I think he went to a funeral or something, and that's where, you know.
Oh.
People are grieving and they get close.
Deborah had people hacking all over her on the plane.
Oh, yeah. It was disgusting on the way there and on the way back. Thank goodness I was wearing a mask.
They weren't, though, right?
They were not wearing a mask on the plane, spewing their blah.
Their viral load.
That's it.
It's a technical term.
Well, but you're okay, right? It was weeks ago?
No, I just got back last week. But I had to test before I got on the plane. So as of last Wednesday morning, I was negative.
Yeah, I think by now you'd have some symptoms.
I think so, too.
This is like a week after you came back. Did you come back last Wednesday or Thursday? Yeah.
I came back. Yeah, Thursday. So.
Yeah, 5 days. You probably would have had something.
I was the first person in my family to get it. And then I gave it to my dad.
Hey, where did you did? Go?
Yeah, my dad's still testing positive, actually.
Oh.
Nice going.
That's sweet.
What a nice son.
It wasn't
son.
My fault.
Hey, what a family
he
gift.
He was trying to take care of me.
Here's a deadly viral load. Thanks for raising me.
Well, yeah, it's your dad. I'm just a little older. Eric, you got to be careful, right?
Yeah.
Right. He's okay, though, right?
Yeah. He's no longer contagious, but he had a whole appointment with the doctor today.
No, okay. All right. So on the show, just Ray and Eric, right? The three of us have never tested positive, so.
Nope.
No, I've never been tested.
That's right. I was tested once.
Which is
Deborah's
the best way?
40,000
exactly.
times.
Exactly. I can't believe it.
The best way never to test positive is,
is to not test.
Just don't go for it.
That is perfect.
Ignorance is bliss.
Right. There it is.
I might have had it six times. I don't know.
I got mine from Texas, though.
Oh, you went to some music festival.
Yeah, I had to work the iHeartRadio Country Music Festival in Austin, Texas. And
country music fans don't care. Yeah,
no. Yeah, they don't.
There was viral loads all over.
They'll breathe all over you. Yeah. Oh, that's what happens. We traveled at a festival. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken KFI.
We greatly appreciate your understanding and patience with us. Please know at this time, we are only making a statement. We will be releasing more information as the investigation continues. We appreciate your courtesy. At this time, it concludes our press conference. Thank you.
Well, that was a quick press conference. Wow. I guess that's it. So.
Well, what happened? It was supposed to start at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, what is that? Who called for that? Who put that on the air?
I
want names.
I just put it on the air because I heard it start. But
no, they said 3 o'clock. You caught the end of something there.
I came running in here.
There was nothing on TV. I got the two news stations.
You have to watch Eric because sometimes a hospital just come out and make a statement, but it's not.
No,
a
police officer was talking, and I caught the end of it.
Hmm. All right. Well.
Okay. Well, that didn't do us much good.
No.
Did we learn anything?
It's okay. No, I like the way you took command, I think.
I heard a press conference start.
Now go back in your COVID bed.
That's right. He's got COVID fog. Leave him alone. All right?
Long term.
Well, you just gave me a heart attack. I wasn't even in here.
I could hear her breathing. She was very like, what happened?
What?
All right. For those of you who are confused.
Well, we're going to help.
That was an attempt to pick up a news conference from Texas over this mass shooting at an elementary school that has killed 14 children and a teacher, 15 total dead. And the shooter is allegedly dead after barricading himself inside the school and I guess involved in a shootout. But we were told that the real press conference is coming up at 3. So we'll stand by for that.
I don't see. I'm looking at the two cable news channels and it doesn't seem like they have any new information. That might have been an announcement that they're going to have the conference.
Oh.
Or I guess. I don't know.
False start. Offense.
Yeah, that's all right. Were all we right. done with well, the commercial break? Yeah, well, we're done with the commercial break? Okay.
Yeah, they can always stick it somewhere else. Did you want to say something?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I thought I did, but I don't.
At 4 o'clock, we're going to have Shay Sanna back on the show. He's a Los Angeles County Deputy District Attorney. And the reason we're doing that is because he was involved at one point and for a while in the prosecution of one James Tubbs. This story hit us late yesterday. It's worth talking about again today because it tells you all you need to know about LA County District Attorney George Gascon. And the shocker was, well, quickly recapping the story, Gascon shows a very light road of prosecution against James Tubbs, who was finally arrested after being accused of molesting a 10-year-old girl inside a restaurant in Lancaster years ago. But it turns out Tubbs at the time was just a few weeks short of his 18th birthday. George Gascon has decided that if you're under 18, pretty much doesn't matter what you did, we don't want you to spend much time in confinement. So they chose to take it through the juvenile system. And James Tubbs got himself a two-year, if you want to call it a sentence, in one of those juvenile facilities. However, with time served and all that crap, it came down to like a year and not even be released.
And a female juvenile facility at that, because he suddenly decided he was transgender along the way. And if you listen to the tape of him speaking with his dad, clearly he made that up.
Yes, he identifies as Hannah Tubbs.
Right. So you're going to see both names in these stories, depending on, you know, when he committed the crime.
And but the bombshell a couple of weeks ago, and it was a bombshell, we found out that Kern County first was charging Hannah Tubbs in some kind of robbery, and then before long, it became first-degree murder. We're like, what? Kern County? What happened there? We know one thing about Tubbs. After Tubbs molested that girl, he moved around Western states. I think he was up in the state of Washington. He was back in California, committing other crimes, because that's what someone like this does. Gascon doesn't understand that.
Yeah, you're right. Well, this puts to lie his stupid theory that all crimes committed by teenagers are only because their brains haven't completely developed and it has to be excused.
And he likes to have this no exceptions thing. Yeah. I will not have any exceptions. Yeah. I've declared these directives. There will be no exceptions.
There's no end to the crimes Tubbs have committed. As a teenager and as a legal adult. I mean, he got involved in a survival transient group. He was second in command, and one of the other members was Michael Clark, and they had a fight about something, and he beat Clark to death with a rock.
Yeah, all of this came out yesterday because Tubbs had a preliminary hearing up in Bakersfield for the murder. And in the end, the judge has held him over for trial for first-degree murder. So this is when the prosecution was finally going to present details. We talked to the Kern County DA a couple of weeks ago, too, but she couldn't tell us much about the death of Michael Clark. But that's what John just says. Multiple witnesses says Tubbs admitted to beating Michael Clark with a rock.
Do you remember how cagey the DA was? We were pressing for details.
Yes.
And we said to her, it sounds like there's something weird about this case based on your answers. But she wouldn't crack. And we were right.
A survivalist transient group. If you've ever heard of such a thing, we have not. And apparently he was considered second in command, was Tubbs.
He smoked meth before an interview where he incriminated himself and had admitted to the killing.
Apparently the group started in Spokane, Washington. But James Tubbs, promised the group, we're going to have a better life if we make our way down to California. And they came to Kern County and a place called Lake Isabella. That's where they settled in. This is probably in 2019. And even though he was second in command, he had some real problems with this Michael Clark. They finally found Clark's heavily decomposed body in August of 2019 in the Kern River. But they did not bring these charges against Tubbs until like a month ago, a few weeks ago.
Tubbs had stolen some money from Clark, and Clark was going to call the cops. Oh. And Tubbs had assaulted him in Washington. Tubbs humiliated Clark, making him perform demeaning acts, such as crawling on his hands and knees to pick up a cigarette butt. So I don't understand these people. I mean, just what drifter, loser, weirdo, I guess drug addicts.
Apparently there were no witnesses, but what happened was Tubbs and Clark, let's go for a walk. According to witnesses, that's what they were told. And when later came, only Tubbs came back. And then these two campers, Joseph Buffalo and Brittany Hill, I guess a man and a woman, said they were witnesses at the preliminary hearing that Tubbs told them that he killed Clark to protect them. So they're going off of that and the fact that they have a body. Are the reasons that they've decided to charge Tubbs with a murder.
Clark's father, Richard Clark, said that Clark had cognitive and physical coordination disabilities and said his son was schizophrenic and didn't take his medication.
They arrested Tubbs in May of 2019 regarding a stolen van. They questioned him about Clark's disappearance before the body was located. So that was a problem. They didn't have the body yet.
But
Tubbs, of course, got into another recorded jail call with the, with his father. That father, wow. Telling him, wipe my phone.
It's exciting.
Two people are blabbing about some crap, he said.
It's exciting when the phone rings at the Tubbs residence, huh? When Dad picks up the phone, it's often...
he's James, in jail again.
James on the other end with some colorful story of somebody he either killed or sexually molested.
Now, Tubbs says that this guy Buffalo actually killed Clark, wrapping an arm around his neck, choking him, while Tubbs cheered him on. That's Tubbs' story. Clark turned purple, and when Buffalo let go, Clark collapsed. The group decided to get rid of the body by throwing it in the river.
Nice group. Sounds like they'd be real fun going on a vacation with, like camping?
Yeah. Look at this. Tubbs described themselves as having a transgender side and an enforcer side.
Sure. Okay. Hey, whatever gets you off. So far, that's worked, right?
Yeah. Transience, meth, survivalist. Wow.
He could have gotten many years in prison for molesting the 10-year-old. He got off in less than a year and a half. So you keep pushing that transgender thing, because we got plenty of saps in California government that's going to fall for it. Including Gascon, primarily Gascon.
Yeah, so this is the reason we're bringing this back up, and you should, of course, sign the recall petition to recall D.A. George Gascon at recalldageorgegascon.com. But this is the kind of people that he treats lightly. That's our point.
Yeah.
This Tubbs character.
And L.A. County Deputy D.A. Shea Sanna, who handled the Tubbs case, is going to be back with us. Last time he was on, he intimated that Gascon either knew or should have known that there was funky stuff in Tubbs' background in Bakersfield regarding this murder.
Yeah, so Shea will be on at 4:05. That's where we have him scheduled, and I can just imagine his take on this now that we do have a murder case that's going to trial against Tubbs. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI, and tomorrow, Fox 11 has a documentary called Lost Angeles, City of Homelessness. And it starts at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 7:30 tomorrow, and I'm on throughout the documentary, so you should watch. And Alex Michelson will come on the show tomorrow at 4 to discuss it. And tune in, set your DVR, 6 o'clock tomorrow, Fox 11, for the documentary Lost Angeles.
All right, after 3 o'clock, there will be a news conference in Texas that we will carry here on KFI concerning this shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, which is outside San Antonio. It is Robb Elementary School. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, came out a while ago and did talk about the shooting. 14 students and one teacher dead. They also say the gunman is dead. He's identified as 18-year-old Salvador Romas. And they're now saying, or at least the governor says, he was supposedly a student at Uvalde High School, or a former student at Uvalde High School. We'd seen one report, and we don't know that this will play out, that something may have involved Border Patrol here. And this person, Romas, must have ran inside the school. But it appears that from most reporting we're seeing, he targeted the school and decided to kill elementary school students.
The Daily Mail's added a detail that there's 13 other seriously injured people.
Yeah, I see a 10-year-old and a 66-year-old woman are in critical condition at a hospital in San Antonio.
He injured his grandmother as well.
Oh.
But there's not a whole lot of detail.
Oh, so we began shooting as he left his house or something?
I'm looking through here. 13 children are being treated at the emergency room, as well as a 45-year-old man who suffered a grazed wound. And Roma had a handgun and possibly a rifle, and allegedly shot his grandmother before entering the school and opening fire. That's according to Governor Abbott.
Yeah, we'll learn a lot more after 3 o'clock, whenever this begins. Things don't always start on time, but that's what we're expecting. It is now apparently the deadliest school shooting in Texas history. The one before this was 4 years ago. A gunman killed 10 people at a high school in the Houston area. So we'll keep you posted on the story with any new details on that.
Yeah. He also had a pickup truck that he crashed outside the school. Abbott said he abandoned the truck and then entered the school.
Right. So we don't know the circumstances, whether or not he was driving to the school to do this, or something happened. He ended up at the school and just decided to kill people. We don't know. But we will keep you on top of that. Speaking of Texas, another bit of a bombshell dropped today concerning a Texan, former President George W. Bush. It also concerns the border. A man affiliated with ISIS is now admitting a plot to assassinate the former president. This is an Iraqi citizen living in Columbus, Ohio. He's been charged with an immigration crime and aiding and abetting a plot to murder the former president. The Justice Department put out this press release this afternoon. John will like this. The man's name is Shahab Ahmed Shahab Shahab.
Wow.
It's three Shahabs.
That's the most Shahabs I've seen in a single name.
Just an Ahmed in the middle.
Yeah. Shahab Ahmed Shahab Shahab. He's out of Columbus, Ohio.
52 years old. He came to the U.S. in September 2020 on a visitor visa. Oh, well. He filed for asylum in March of 2021, pending review.
He filed for asylum. So that he could
kill...
Well,
it is Iraq. Yeah,
so that he could kill the former president. What's your reason for asylum? I want to assassinate President Bush.
And this is something we talked about for years on this show. He was trying to pay individuals to illegally smuggle foreign nationals into the U.S. and specifically plan to help four Iraqi nationals come to the U.S. across the southern border to help kill Bush, because that Bush is largely in Texas.
Of course, it's certain the bad guys are doing that.
You remember years ago we thought that the Al-Qaeda's were coming in?
I'm sure they did.
Then more recently, it was ISIS people coming in, and
they sit and they sneak in and they fester for years. He is angry that Bush was responsible for killing many Iraqis and breaking apart the country after the invasion in 2003. So he's held the grudge now for almost 20 years, and he's gonna get Bush.
But didn't we learn that with 9/11? I mean, they will wait until they have the right time and the right plot, and it doesn't matter if it's 10 years later, 20 years later. They will take action. This was Operation Iraqi Freedom, apparently, was the motive behind the plan to kill the former president. Says that it's unclear if any steps have been taken to increase security around him. I just saw him make a couple of appearances in the last month or two. He doesn't really show up often.
A few days ago, he made that stumble talking about
the Ukraine invasion, you could call the Iraq invasion.
But he denigrated the Ukraine invasion. I forgot the adjectives he used. And then he said Iraq instead of Ukraine. And then he stopped and he whispered very quietly. And a lot of people didn't pick up on this in the news reports. He said, Iraq too.
We did?
Yeah. We had barged into Iraq and with a similar result that Putin has gotten in Ukraine.
It says here that they picked up a lot of this through confidential informants and, of course, recorded discussions about the assassination plot. It's informants. I guess they had several people. There were meetings with Shahab late last year and through the spring. So even though, as John said, they're trying to get back at Bush for something that happened nearly 20 years ago, this plot was fairly new. One of the recorded conversations was alleged to have happened in November, during a trip that Shahab and the informant took from Columbus, Ohio, to the Detroit area and back. During the November meeting, Shahab is alleged to have told an FBI informant that they wished to kill former President Bush because they felt he was responsible for killing many Iraqis and breaking apart the entire country of Iraq.
Yeah, but we got the clip. If we can hear it, this is interesting. And I have the transcript, too. This is Bush talking the other day to a group.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway.
See, he said
it does say Iraq too.
Iraq too.
He's like making a joke on himself. Huh?
Yeah, that it was a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I wonder if he's racked with guilt over what he did. Because they killed a lot of innocent Iraqis, killed a lot of Iraqi soldiers, U.S. soldiers, I mean, everybody. And it turned out to be a big, stupid hoax of a reason.
Yeah, but Saddam Hussein was killing a lot of people. He was a brutal dictator. So you may have saved some lives because of that guy stayed in power. That's all he did. By the way, this story, supposedly Shahab and the informant traveled to the George W. Bush Institute, where they walked around on foot. They took video recordings. They also drove to Bush's residence in Dallas. And Shahab took videos of the neighborhood's access gate and the surrounding area. So they were working on this. They actually had a name being part of a overseas group they called Al Riyad, which means thunder. That was supposedly the name of the group organizing to take the life of former President George Bush. Shahab allegedly examined firearms and a U.S. Border Patrol uniform that the informant presented to Shahab. The firearms and uniforms were provided to the informant by the FBI. So they were really trying to set this guy up by actually showing him, look, we can get Border Patrol uniforms to pose as agents.
Yeah, you know, access. Sometimes when you meet guys and they're really enthusiastic about helping you, you got to stop and think, yeah, these might be FBI agents.
Yeah, there might be. This might
They're a little too excited
about
this.
Set up here.
This is my passion. This is my cause. Why are they so wrapped up in this?
All right, we got more coming up. We're expecting to pick up this news conference from Texas, where a man opened fire at an 18-year-old at an elementary school, killing 14 students and a teacher, 15 dead, and then the shooter himself dead. More coming up.
Johnny Kent, KFI.
Hey, coming back on Friday is the Moist Line. So a quick reminder, you can always leave messages anytime. Use the iHeartRadio app. The talkback feature is indicated by the little microphone. Or you can call the number 1-877-MOIST-86. We are expecting sometime in the 3 o'clock hour, it may be right there at the top of the hour, a news conference from Texas. Uvalde, Texas is the place. A man, an 18-year-old, opened fire at an elementary school and killed 14 students and a teacher that eventually was shot dead. Reports are it may be a person that was a former student at a nearby high school. We'll see if we can find out more detail coming up in the 3 o'clock hour about the latest mass shooting at a elementary school in Texas. The other story making news today that popped up a few hours ago, by the way, because John, I thought yesterday you ordered a lesion check. Did you not?
Yes.
Of all employees, yes. Because of the danger of the monkeypox.
Yes, and we had to send one guy home. I don't want to say his name, but...
Well, I know Eric's there, so...
Well, we ended up doing a lesion check on everybody in the building, so...
Oh, I see. And you found one
there's something funny growing on one guy, and it's like, you know, you better take that home.
Well, we looks like we have our first case in California. This is like, remember during COVID, the same thing was happening. It's like, oh, the first case in California.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, you end up with 10 million of them.
Yeah, but not. I don't think so with this one. The person who recently traveled to Europe, did you go to one of those raves, sir? I don't know if it's a male or not. It doesn't say. Is isolating at home and isn't in contact with other people. The Sacramento County Public Health Officer is not able to provide the suspected patient's gender or age.
Hmm. Well, they're saying
this is a Sacramento County resident who traveled to Europe.
They're saying it's mostly originating with gay and bisexual men who've had sex. And that was the purpose of the raves and purpose of that Darklands Fetish Festival.
Yes. There may have been sort of a monkeypox patient zero, and started with that person, and then passed on to others who...
A lot of activity going on in the saunas.
Right.
And it looks like that is the most efficient way of getting it, is through a sexual transmission.
Based on symptoms and preliminary testing, monkeypox confirmation is likely, according to the county health department. But, you know, as we've talked about before, it's nowhere near as contagious as COVID. And they believe most of the European cases, as John implied, were passed on through sex, bodily fluids. That respiratory transmission can happen, but it's
I would stay away from other people's bodies for a while.
Okay.
You could go a couple of weeks. Just sit tight.
Till things pass over?
Tend it to yourself.
yeah.
You take care of matters. Don't get involved.
They're trying to get doctors and more healthcare people to be aware of monkeypox presentation because they're not familiar with it.
Well, I think I'd be getting out of healthcare by now. After dealing with 2.5 years of COVID patients, and now you're asking me to check some guy with monkeypox lesions, it's like, you know what? I'm going to go work at a lemonade stand. This is not worth it anymore.
Yeah, you start with the fever and chills, and then you get a rash, and then you pus-filled sores that fall off.
Have you seen the photos? All the news sites are running photos of what the lesions look like.
Duh. What about the pus-filled sores?
I mean, they call them sores. They call them lesions. I mean, they've got it, but it's all just ghastly. And I don't know what it's like if you find out, you know, you got some symptoms and you find out you have the monkeypox. Now you got to sit there and wait until things develop all over your body. I don't know.
Yeah. I told you when I was a teenager, I had shingles. I didn't know what it was, but I got those rashes.
You got shingles when you were a teenager?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Wow. I told this story like 5 times.
I didn't know it was a teenager. I thought it was later in life.
No, I was 17. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I got a mild case about 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Yeah.
Right. And I had the first shingles vaccine, but apparently, well, they think that it may have tamped down the extent of the shingles because I had like a rash develop on my hip, I think it was, my right hip. And it went away after they treated it. So then I took the...
comes out of the
powerful newer vaccine.
Yeah, it comes out of the chicken pox.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's all the poxes. That's why I had rashes and
poxes.
Turned into big ugly scabs. They weren't pus filled. They were just big scabs that were. The important thing is between 0% and 11% of those with monkeypox infections have died from the disease. It can last 2 to 4 weeks. This paragraph is a winner. The last major monkeypox outbreak in the U.S. was 2003. 71 confirmed or suspected cases, mostly in Wisconsin, Indiana, and Illinois. Those who were infected came in contact with the pet prairie dogs. They were obtained from an animal distributor in suburban Chicago that had been housed near Gambian giant rats and dormice that came from Ghana. Well, you know, there's some exotic things to...
There are things in African animals that you
Gambian
don't...
giant rats!
Who's buying that?
And that's why I told you they really wanted to call this a rodent pox, because that's really the origins of it, more than monkeys.
Just the word pox.
Yeah.
Pox. Just the sound of it.
Isn't that what you say about people? A pox on you?
I am issuing monkey pox fatwas on people.
Are you?
Yeah.
A pox.
I wish you monkey pox.
All right. Well, whenever it begins, and if it doesn't begin at 3, we'll come back and we'll talk about it or other things. We're going to have a news conference out of Texas on the latest mass shooting, which occurred a few hours ago at an elementary school in a place called Uvalde, Texas, that has taken the lives of 14 school children and a teacher.
John and Ken show and Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.